Exercises 7 through 9. Mahekor was almost asleep when he heard his father say, "This will be the best year in a long time. The rain has been good, and all of our crops are doing well. We won't be hungry this year." Mahekor's eyelids grew heavy, and soon he was asleep. Suddenly it was morning. Mahekor could tell something was wrong. He sat up. The sky seemed strangely dark. Everyone in his family was running out of their hut, shouting. He got out of bed, only to be knocked down by his sisters. They had hurried back in and grabbed blankets and the broom. They dashed back out before he could ask them what was wrong. He stood up again and looked out the door. His family was beating their plants with the blankets. His mother was hitting the ground between the plants with the broom. Bugs of some kind seemed to be everywhere on the ground. There was a strange sound above him, and Mahekor looked up. The sky was dark with more bugs. His father was shouting and waving his arms in the air. One of his sisters kept waving her blanket above the plants as she tried to keep the bugs off them. But they could not stop those bugs. Mahekor saw his other sister lighting a large fire. "Maybe the smoke will make them go away," she said. Mahekor watched as more and more bugs landed. He usually liked bugs. Some were beautiful. Many helped his family's crops. His father often showed him which ones. One bug landed on his arm. He looked at it. It had long legs and big wings. It was a locust. A bad bug. A big, bad bug. His parents stopped and looked at the sky. It was still filled with locusts. "There is nothing we can do," his father said. "We might as well stop." "They'll eat everything," his mother said. "Even if we could stop the ones on the plants right now, we couldn't stop all the ones still coming," he said. Mahekor went over to his father and mother. They were standing close to each other. He took both their hands. They looked down at him sadly. Then they turned and walked back with him to their hut. Outside, hundreds of bugs, thousands of bugs, kept eating all their crops. And Mahekor understood that he and his family would be hungry that year.